This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, hit number 3,000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line, it may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006!
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team! What a ride! The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal Nation. Welcome to our official holiday, as our good friend Benji Molina has anointed it to everybody. I hope you all took advantage of the great note he put out on Twitter. I hope it worked and nobody got fired, and all in good fun, of course. But yes, today is our holiday. We all deserve a day off after what was a long day. I'm very excited to let everybody know that, as I normally do, let me welcome in my partner in crime, Steve-O.
Dude, I had a little pre-workout this morning, a little juice in me to get me going, because you kept me out way too late last night.
Keep
let me tell you what,
late.
The Taco Bell at 1 o'clock in the morning was the wrong decision.
It was a bad idea. It was a bad idea.
I don't see anything wrong with
that. Well, and there's the other reason I'm real excited, is we get to welcome into the studio the guy that you hear every week, all the way from Arizona, but this week he's in town, he's with us, we're going to have a great time this week, we've got a lot of great things planned. Let's welcome in the man himself, Benji Molina.
Oh, no. Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here. I mean, I love to come over and hang out with you guys.
Yeah, no, it's really good. But, you know, it's funny, listening to the intro, Steve and I were excited because you never get to hear it. You know, we get these chills every week, because as a Cardinal fan, to hear those great calls of some of the great moments in history. And every week, we always get you on, and I always say, okay, I'm going to bring you in a minute. And I know that you're sitting over there for like 2 minutes going, what are they doing? Why are they not talking?
No, I know. I know what you guys are doing. I know that intro's coming, so I'm just waiting.
You know, I want to ask you, we've got something really great for you guys today. Benji has made arrangements to have his brother join us for just, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. Obvious questions and thoughts about everything from the contract to the feel, his legacy with the Cardinals, all the important things that you want to hear from the man himself. You don't want to hear it from us. So thank you very much for doing that. Before we do that, though, I want to ask you, you were obviously around the feel of the stadium yesterday. We've talked about opening day and what it means to Cardinal fans. The game itself, though, was intense. Did you get that feeling?
I did. I think it was one of a playoff game, and it's hard as, you know, obviously it's the first game of the season, but the way we felt, the way the fans were into it, the way that they played, you know, it was a playoff game.
Because, well, you know what I was thinking? I'm sitting here going, we just had all these conversations about the World Baseball Classic and whether or not players could really, for 162 games, play with that kind of emotion. I'm sitting there last night watching this going, can I feel this stressed for 162 games? Because that was the first game of the year, and it felt like a playoff game to me.
It was real intense, man. I mean, we just sat there, and I mean, you're a 1-0 game up until the eighth inning, and I mean, every pitch is a big pitch. You know, every out is a big out. Every play is a big play.
And Benji, I want to ask you, but hang on, before we do that, let's take care of the business first. Guys, don't forget to check us out. TwoBirdsOnABat.com is our website. That's where you'll find the podcast. It's where you can subscribe. You can get notifications every time we release a downloadable episode. It's free. It's very simple. It'll walk you through it. Just go to TwoBirdsOnABat.com, click subscribe to the podcast. Twitter and Facebook has been just unbelievable for us, of course. Loving it. Guys, it's very simple. At Birds on the Bat Show is our Twitter. We love it. We love what you guys have to say. We love everything that's going on with it, of course. Make sure that you guys check us out on Facebook as well. And the reason I say that, we got a lot of cool things we're going to announce here in the next week that we're going to be doing through all of our social media. Just go to Facebook, type in Two Birds on a Bat. You will find us, like our page, stay in touch with us. And I'm telling you, we're going to have some really, really cool things going on for all of our fans to take advantage of. So Two Birds on a Bat on Facebook, Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter, and, of course, our website, twobirdsonabat.com. Lineupmedia.fm, definitely an awesome place to be. You're changing how you want to listen. You want to listen to what you want to listen to, when you want to listen to it, and how you want to listen to it. Check out lineupmedia.fm. I guarantee if you love podcasts, you'll find another one that kind of tickles that entertainment bone you have. Okay, now that we've done that, you know, for me, I got to be honest with you guys. I'm sitting there yesterday. That was coached, managed, and played like a must-win. Did you feel like because the Cubs won last year, they're in our house, they kind of taken something that's ours? That felt like a must-win game to me, and it was managed that way, as evidenced by the one thing that I'm sure a lot of people could go either way on. I could have at the moment, but I got it after I thought about it. They brought O in, and they weren't messing around. They had their best up in a tight game. We brought our best in, and I'm telling you, that even enhanced the must-win feel.
It was, but it's not only a must-win. When this series is started, I can assure you, both teams were looking at winning the series. They care about the opening day because that's how you start winning the series. But I bet you anything, they're fired up. It's the Cubs against the Cards, and they're trying. Both teams are trying so hard to win the series. I mean, this is not a joke. It wasn't just your typical game. For me and for a lot of people, it felt like a playoff game.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Well, you know what? I took a lot of good things away from that game. You just mentioned how it was managed, okay? Managed very tight, very much like a playoff. But we have Diaz stealing bases. We have Fowler's integration into the team, okay? We have Grichuk coming through, Peralta making some good defensive plays, all right? Big things happening there. And then the fitting, Yadi signs a big contract and goes out there, and he is – I mean, earns his money right there, right? Did he not earn his whole contract?
And yeah, and the king of all segues, you know, Yadi's contract was on the minds of fans all week long. There was the obvious stuff that went on beforehand about whether or not it would happen. Would the Cardinals have any interest? And, you know, logic would reign true here that, of course, there's interest in keeping an iconic figure. Then there's the rumor that it's happening. They're not done yet. Of course, Yadi says, look, I don't want this to be a distraction. I want
the beauty of social media.
Yeah, the beauty. Look at him. Boy, he's smiling like a Cheshire cat over here. Boy, look at him. But, no, the truth of the matter is that was weighing on fans' minds. The St. Louis Cardinals and Yadier Molina got together, and they put everybody's fear of him being in another uniform to rest. And now it gives me absolute pleasure to welcome in on his own hotline, the M4byYadi.com hotline that typically brings you Benji Molina. But as you all are aware, Benji is in studio with us as he's in town doing the Spanish broadcasts. And here to help celebrate his brother's wonderful achievement is Yadier Molina. Yadi, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
No, actually, we want to say thank you for being the kind of guy that, you know, put it out there and said, I want to stay in St. Louis the rest of my career, and gave the fans the opportunity to get what they wanted, and that was you in an iconic position for the Cardinals. Just tell us a little bit about what that meant to you as far as your want and desire for the new contract and to finish your career here.
Obviously, that was my desire since the beginning, you know. I've been here for 13 years, so that was in my mind the whole time. I talked to my wife, I talked to my family, my brothers, and everybody was like, we're not afraid to go, you know, but at the same time, it was like, I would love to stay. I mean, this is my house, this is my home, and this is a great organization, and we got a great team, a winning team. So I'm glad that we got the deal done, because I mean, I didn't want to go anywhere else. So I'm happy for that.
I mean, you've had some unbelievable moments wearing this jersey. You know, the home run against the Mets, the World Series, all the things that you've done. I happened to be at the game yesterday sitting right behind you in right field with Steve-O. We watched you come out. The reception you got from the fans as the motorcade was coming out, we're watching you stretch. And then they introduce you. That feeling, that just love you got from the crowd, what was that like for you? That had to be up there.
That was unbelievable. I mean, it was great. I never doubt that that's not going to happen. I always think that the St. Louis Rams are the best in baseball, and they prove it. They prove it once again. And I'm happy for that. That was a great moment for me. That was a great moment for my mom, for my brothers, for the whole family. It was there watching them. It's great. I mean, that's why I want to stay here, because I know how the fans, how they treat the player, how they care about the player. So it was a great moment for me.
You know, at the end of the day, though, this is a game about winning, and this town expects us to compete every year. It expects us to vie for a World Series championship. I know that that's what fuels you. I happened yesterday to catch you looking up at the screen when they were playing the 125. Was it the 125, Steve-O?
125 years.
They were playing that with all the highlights of past Cardinals, some of the accomplishments that included you. Like, I saw you look at the screen intently when you and Adam Wainwright came together. You know, that's got to fuel the fire of all the players to see the historic relation between fan and between Cardinal player and what we expect and what you guys expect from yourselves. Talk a little bit about that as far as how you feel about the Cardinal organization as far as the history and maybe still some history yet to be made while you're still playing.
Yeah, you're right. They've been a winning organization. They're amazing. I mean, let me tell you, they care. They care about winning. And us as a player, I mean, that's the main thing. I mean, you have to control what you do on the field, but at the same time, when you know that the front office care about winning, I mean, that make you feel even better. So, I mean, seeing those videos on the scoreboard, I mean, that was amazing. Seeing Lou Brock, seeing Bob Gibson, and all those guys who are claiming, I mean, it's amazing how this organization coming thinking about winning. So that was why my point to stay here, because I mean I'm a winning player. I want to win so bad. So it's great to be here, you know.
Yadi, on our last show, your brother Benji talked about getting an opportunity with the Angels to step out on opening day and actually get in the starting lineup and stand on the line with the rest of the team. We noticed, obviously, you're still in business mode, that you didn't do that yesterday. Was there any thought that you gave maybe about hopping in the motorcade and enjoying that for the first time of your career and going through and meeting all the Hall of Famers and going through and standing on the line?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to do that before I get done. I would love to do that in spring at least one time. But my job is to take care of the pitchers, to go out there and be with the pitchers. But hopefully one of this year I'm going to take it and enjoy that moment and go in the truck and go take a lap with them and be on the line. That would be awesome.
Well, there's no doubt that day will come where you'll be in one of those trucks, you'll be wearing a red jacket, there's no doubt about that. But that day's not going to come anytime soon. You are locked up now. We get to enjoy you for four more years here, which should get you up to the edge of your career here and you know, do it in a Cardinal uniform. You know, Yadi, if anybody needed any answers to any questions about what you have left in the tank, I think you definitely answered all those this year at the World Baseball Classic. We watched as Cardinal fans, kind of torn between pulling for the USA and pulling for you and the great team from Puerto Rico with your amazing story. But your play on the field, if anything, showed every one of us exactly who you are and what you can do. I don't care what your age is. I don't care how long you've been doing this. You've still got a lot left in the tank. Do you expect that of yourself every game in and game out, that emotion?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing that for 13 years. I just here in the Middle East, you had to control more. But I mean, I'm an emotional guy. I play with emotions, and when you play for your country, it's a different thing. You only there for 2 weeks, and you spend time with the Hall of Fame in there, and you spend time with good talent, young guys that bring energy too. It was amazing. The WC was amazing. I learned too much on that 2 weeks. I've been doing. I play with Omaha every game. And sometimes, you know, here in the building, it's like you had to control yourself. You don't want to show up the other team.
Oye, Yadi, es Benji aquí que estoy, ¿verdad? Hey, I don't have any questions for you. I just like to take the opportunity to people to know how proud I am of you and how great you do it for others and how great a heart you have. Even though you were a baseball player, a very famous baseball player, you take a time to take care of the kids, and I love that, just like our dad did for many, many, many kids. I just want you to know that as a brother, I'm so proud of you, and I can carry your name on my back till the day I die. And I love you so much. I really, really proud of you. I hope that everything comes true, whatever you have in your head, whatever you're trying to do in baseball or outside of baseball. I'm always here to support you, man. I hope you know that.
I know that, bro. Don't make me cry right here.
No.
And no crying in baseball, right? Hey, isn't that the line?
I can tell you this. It doesn't get any better than that. If you're listening out here, the raw emotion from a brother to a brother, from a father to a son, it doesn't get any better than what we just shared right there, Jimmy.
Yeah, I see some glassy eyes over here, Benji. I see some watery eyes over here, brother.
No, I love – everybody knows Yadier when, you know, like now and, you know, a man – I always remember the day he got kicked out of a 5-year-old game. he's still that fiery guy, and you can see it on the field. I love that. I love the passion that he used to others, you know, to share with others, and that's why they feed off of him, you know.
Yep, Yadi, we had a kind of a silly question, Jimbo and I did driving back last night after the big win. And I know you probably haven't thought about this, and I know you probably won't do anything thinking of this sort of trivial thing. But when they put the statue up, what is the iconic statue going to look like?
I don't know. Let me tell you something.
Like Lugumba.
Benji, I love you too. You're amazing. You're amazing, brother. I mean, you're the best, bro. I love you so much. To respond that question about the sergeant, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't want to think about that. I mean, I just want to play hard the longest I can, and whatever happened after that, after I done, I mean, we enjoy it. Hopefully, I make my family, I make my people from Puerto Rico, I make the people here in San Luis proud, and that's my goal. I mean, if they like to recognize me like one of the best here, I mean, welcome. I mean, but I'm going to try to do the best I can to help this team, help the city, and help my family, and help the country of Puerto Rico. I mean, I'm going to try to do the best, the best thing.
Well, listening to your press conference yesterday, I think everybody knows your frame of mind when you said that it's time to win 4 more world championships while you're here. So I threw that out as a joke because I knew you hadn't thought about that, and I knew that you wouldn't have thought about that and let that'll happen on its own. But
we fans are thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He might look just like me. You don't know.
Probably.
Hey, when it comes to the competitive spirit and the competitive level, I've been so fortunate to be at, God, I can't even think of how many opening days I've been to in a row, but between opening days, regular season games, big series against the Cubs, playoffs, World Series, last night, I got to tell you, there was a different feel in the stands. That felt like a playoff game to me. And it was the first game of the year. It's almost like we as Cardinal fans are taking this very personal that the Cubs have this on us now. Did you sense that a little bit last night, Yadi, that feel that was going down almost like a playoff atmosphere?
Yeah, we did. We did, and we know it by the way. I mean, since right before the game. I mean, even in during the BP, you know, you can feel that the people like really want this, and this they want us to win. We care about that too. I mean, we care. Everybody here thinking about winning. We got good talent here on this team. We got good group of guys that care about winning, and it's a different mentality that we have right now. And hopefully, we stay healthy. That's the key. That's going to be the key this year for us. If we stay healthy, good things are going to happen.
Well, last question before you go, and again, we're here with Yadier Molina, and thank you so much for your time today. I'm only sure you have about 100 of these to do after signing the big contract yesterday. But last question, and I know how important the history of this franchise is to you. When you think about ending your career the way it started with wearing the two birds on a bat, you know, we've had the two Hall of Famers, Stan Musial and Bob Gibson, are the only two that have done that. What does that mean to you to think that someday when you go into that hall and when you retire as a Cardinal and your name and your number will live forever in Cardinal Nation, that it's going to be you, Bob Gibson, and Stan Musial as, to this point, the only three that have done that all in a Cardinal uniform?
Well, it would be a great honor. I mean, it would be a great honor to be inside with those two legends. Right now, I'm concentrating on how I'm going to try to help my team to win the World Series. But let me tell you something. After the season, after the next four seasons when I'm done, I'm going to start. I'm lucky. I'm really lucky. I'm thankful and blessed because to be a part of this organization with those Hall of Famers, with those legends, I mean, it's an amazing feeling. I mean, it's a great honor to be next to them.
Well, you've earned it. You've earned that place in all of Cardinal Nation. You've earned that place in every fan. You've earned that in the respect that you have amongst your teammates and your competitors. Everything you've gotten, you've earned since the day you got here. We've been proud to have you wear number four. I jokingly say all the time, my son wears number four. I was telling your brother today when I picked him up, I had him wear number four because that was the number I wore when I was younger. And somebody had asked him when he was about 10 years old, they said, why do you wear number four? And it was a guy I hadn't seen in years, and he knew that that was my number. And he was expecting him to say, because that was my dad's number. He says, that's Yadier Molina's number. What do you think? So so you've had a big impact on the kids in this community, the fans. And really, as a Cardinal fan, I just want to thank you for your dedication to this franchise and wish you luck. And, hey, no big deal. We just need a 12th World Series title this year. No big deal.
Believe it. I'm on it.
Bro, gracias. Gracias, mano, de corazón. Te quiero mucho. Nos vemos un rato, okay? Gracias, pana.
Let me know when you finish.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you much. That is the great Yadier Molina. Again, coming to you from the M4byYadi.com hotline. Don't forget the great company that Yadi supports and is a part of that does so many great things for the charities and all the kids and all the stuff that he does that he believes in. It's great apparel. Everybody loves it. And again, we encourage you to check it out, M4byYadi.com. Benji, thank you so much for setting that up for us today. Having the opportunity to speak to your brother at any time is a privilege, but especially a day after something so big in his life that you were so supportive of happens and makes really not only you and your family happy, but I'm telling you, I mean it, and Steve-O and I were there and saw it firsthand. It sure looks to me like that deal has about 100% approval rating from Cardinal Nation, so really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. That shows you the heart he has. You know, I always said it, you know, how humble he is to his brothers and how humble he is to his family, because a lot of people don't understand how the things that he goes back home and do, and he does all these things from his heart. He doesn't do it just because he wants attention or anything. Everybody here knows that he doesn't like the attention, so he does it from his heart. He has an unbelievable personality. I love that guy to death, and I'm super proud of him. I was his coach when he was 5 years old, and I was 15, so I was his coach, and ever since then, man, he was a very fiery guy. He was a very passionate guy about winning. 5 years old, and he was caring about winning. I mean, that is something that he's been caring ever since he was born. So I'm very proud of that kid. And you guys should be here watching him and enjoying him and enjoying that passion that he brings to the field every day.
Well, it's great stuff, and again, as evidenced by the passion going on from all of them last night, you know he's a leader when it comes to that. So, you know, let's get to the game itself and talk about that atmosphere. Again, I'm telling you, I think we've taken this personal. Let's bring in our good friend Nate McHenry now from RallySquirrel.com, as I want to get into the discussion now about the game itself and really everybody's thoughts on it, because it was an interesting game. Nate, you there?
Yep, we're right here.
There he is, my man, Nate McHenry, RallySquirrel.com. Don't forget the wonderful Facebook page. We're on a march to 100,000 followers. We need to get there because it is by far one of the best Facebook pages out there. There's so many great ones, again, and you guys have been great in supporting the show, and you're such a good Cardinal fan. First off, let's get your thoughts. Basically supporting an opening day from afar, what were your thoughts on the game last night?
Oh, man, I was thinking about, you know, everybody who had got to experience their first opening day at Busch Stadium. What a thrill. That would have been a crazy experience. And I think I'm like any other Cardinal fan, man. That was everything an opening night you could hope for. And, of course, you know, getting the W at the end of there. It was just so fun. And we had lots of people over. We were watching the game in Colorado. And what a blast to see a finish like that. And I could have done without the ninth inning craziness, but it was still fun.
I think we all could, everybody in this room included. I wanted to ask you, I was, you know, when we were just chatting with Yachty a minute ago, and I'm, you know, I'm glad we had the opportunity to ask him. You know, Steve-O and I were actually there, not rubbing it in on you, Nate. It would have been tough for you to be there from 10 hours away, but the reality of it is it felt like a playoff game to me for the first time ever. Like, I've been opening days. They're exciting and they're fun. But last night was intense. Did you get that feeling watching it that way on TV?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there were so many little storylines. You know, obviously Dexter Fowler, you know, switching teams. But the fact that the Cubs are coming off a historic year where they finally got the monkey off their back and getting to play them night number one. I mean, it almost just felt like a statement game right out of the gate here for 2017. So, I mean, how pumped can we be about Carlos Martinez and what he did? Not only just 7 1/3, no hit, but no runs allowed. But I mean, no walks. I think that was one thing that was incredible. No walks and 7 1/3, 10 strikeouts. Just really excited about the statement that we put on this season, and I hope it just keeps rolling like that.
Well, you know, what I want to ask you, you brought up Dexter Fowler, and, you know, that's an interesting topic here, and I want to get all three guys in this room's thought. Man, I got to tell you, we were at the game, so we didn't hear it, so you were watching it on TV. I'm curious if it came up. His slide into second base irritated Addison Russell a little bit. They showed the replay, and they actually asked for a replay to see if it was a bad slide. I don't think the Cubs were real happy with that. I took it as Dexter clean play. Hey, these are my brothers now. I'm going to do my job. Chicago seemed noticeably irked by that. Did they bring that up on the TV broadcast at all?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of confusion around the play, whether Matheny was challenging or the Cubs were challenging, and so at least from the TV perspective, it was that the Cardinals were the one that actually issued the challenge on whether Addison held the bag there.
Oh, okay.
And so that was actually the challenge that we thought happened. And I read through some comments. It looked like Joe Maddon thought the slide was, a clean play. He said he probably should have looked into it further. But, you know, we did get to see the replay many, many times on TV. And Dexter did, you know, probably raise his foot just a little bit there. And he did slide past the bag, but, you know, all in all, I don't think it was something where he was trying to aggressively spike a guy or anything like that. So, I'm glad the Cubs sort of let that go, but, you know, Dexter probably shouldn't do that again in the future too soon, especially against the Cubs.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that they did let it go. I watched Addison Russell intently, and I don't think he was real happy with it. I'm sorry. I don't think he was. Benji, did you guys notice that when you guys were up in the booth last night?
Yes, and he should have been called a double play. Should have been out. I know the rules, and the rules said you got to slide right into the bag. Can't pass the bag.
You can't pass the bag. I thought that was the rule.
You can't pass the bag. There's no side-to-side bag slides. No, none of that. You have to slide. Your butt has to touch the ground before the bag. and he didn't do any of those. He went right to the side. He actually made contact with the player. So he should have been. I was surprised Joe Mano after. I thought Joe Mano was going to go out there and get the double play because he would have been a double play, you know. So if we go by the rule, I love the play.
Sure.
I love the play. I love how he kicked him. You know, that's just a baseball play.
Well, that's an old baseball play, yes. Right? That has changed.
But the rule, you know, we have to follow it.
Well, that's the old rule, right? Like the old rule was as long as you can touch the bag, you're good, right? Yeah. That's the old rule.
As long as your hand can reach the bag, that's as far as you can go to the right or the left.
Right.
But that was the old
rule. Well, and I think I told you, Steve-O, last night when we could see the replay, and I think I told you I think the new rule is you can't go past the bag because that means your slide was too late. Right,
and I forgot that part of it or didn't realize that part of it because from a slide it looked like it was
– It looked good.
It looked borderline from what they're trying to eliminate. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm a former middle infielder, and you're basically – you're taking a skill set away from a defender that's used to doing those plays that works on that craft their entire life. And all of a sudden, you get to the big leagues, and it's like, well, we don't need that craft anymore.
Right.
And that's,
I think,
Steve-O,
I think they're trying to put a left fielder to play second base.
Correct.
I think they're trying to put a DH, a guy that has no position, and they're trying to make him a second base or whatever position. In this case, second base. So now they don't hurt him.
Right. I spent many of hours, and one of the best double play guys that we've ever played with, Jimmy, growing up, Smoothie. I mean, using that bag as protection to being able to get out quick to the light feet. One of those things where they've taken that away. I like the slide. I'm a little disappointed in the rule.
Yeah, again, it was an art. That's some of the art that we're losing. So I'm glad you cleared that up for me, Nate. So actually it was Matheny asking about the bag play. Now, did he hold the bag? Was that the right call? I guess it was.
Yeah, I think it was the right call, and I agree with Benji. You know, it should have been a double play, and I think Joe Maddon missed an opportunity right there. But, you know, it's something it's actually interesting it hasn't caught more attention because it was a pretty – you know, it was a play outside of the rules. I think it was pretty clear on TV. And so, you know, maybe Addison Russell had a right to be upset with that. But like I said, I'm what I loved was Dexter Fowler playing for his new team. And not only in that play, but, you know, when Grichuk had that great moment at the end of the game. I mean, Dexter was one of the first guys out of the dugout there. You see him in the picture just running out and being a part of the new team and excited about that. And so there was certainly that playoff feeling, that atmosphere. It translated through the TV last night, and it was fun to watch.
Well, I can tell you this. It didn't go missed by Chicago fans on Twitter. That I can tell you. It may have got missed in the game by Joe Maddon. But I will also tell you this, and Benji, you know the man. It's not going to be go unnoticed, Joe Maddon. I could see Joe Maddon telling his team, hey, I understand Dexter's showing his team that he plays for them now. Well, I'm going to protect my team too. So wouldn't surprise me if we get a pitch maybe a little in next time Dexter's up.
it's very true what you're saying. If I'm in the other side and I see Dexter – trying to take out one of my guys. I know we're friends from last year, but if you're taking a guy out and then you come up to Rizzo and try to play it out or try to say hi to him, or it's like what we saw with Yadi. Like the guy went into the media,
Brandon
and started
Phillips.
Started saying some crap about him, and then all of a sudden he wants to be buddy-buddy. That doesn't go, and I'll be surprised if Joe Mayer doesn't go to the players and say, hey, listen, he's trying to be just a friend. This is not a friend deal. Yeah. We got to go out there and get him, you know? I mean, not hit him or anything. I'm not talking
about
that.
Just play hard.
Just playing hard, you know?
Right. And Nate, the rain came last night. We had an unfortunate finish there in the ninth inning. What was going on TV-wise with the play with Carpenter? Much said there?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone was saying we had a 3-run lead at that point, you know? So if you got to calculate that, even if you let that runner get to second, you get the sure out at first, you know, you're still set up with only the, you know, not even the tying run yet at the plate. So, you know, just one of those mental mistakes. I'm not too worried about it. You know, it's just part of baseball. And there was a lot said about it. You know, the announcers were kind of going, you know, hyping it up a little bit. But, hey, it's baseball. It's the first game. There's a lot of pressure going on. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But Carpenter's going to – then the one thing we know about Carpenter that's been true is that he learns from those mistakes, and we're not going to see that kind of mistake again. So I think we'll be fine with him moving forward.
Right, and Benji even brought up, Nate, that from the press box that he could hear Yachty, you know, saying, get the out, you know, 1-1-1. And that's one of those things where I think Carpenter being new to the position, like you said, him being a good baseball student, he's going to pick up on that and understand the situation, and I think that's going to be not an issue going forward.
Yeah, we'll be fine right there with Carpenter at first, and he's going to do a great job.
You have to be smarter than that. I mean, I'm not picking on Carpenter, but anybody, you know, like it could go, that could have happened to anybody at any time. But I'm saying, like, you have to think the play over. We're up three runs. We're not up one or whatever. We're not trying to get a double play. We're not trying to get that guy a second. We're trying to get the second out of the inning. That's as simple as it gets. Just the second out, it keeps the tying run in the on-deck circle instead of the plate. And we saw exactly what could happen when those mistakes are made.
Yeah, I'm with Nate, though. I'm gonna put my money on Carp here. Again, this isn't a situation either where, you know, you got a better option on the bench. Now, I know Matt Adams is a good first baseman, but we're not taking Matt Carpenter out of the lineup. So this is a non-issue.
But it's not about that. He has to be in.
He'll get better. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, he just needs to think things over ahead of time so he doesn't get caught up in these situations. But it's not about taking him out or anything. We need him.
Nate, anything left before we let you go? Just any general overtakes from last night that you saw? Anything?
Yeah, I think just one of the things the fans were excited too, and I was excited about, was seeing Jose Martinez come in and make a splash, make a contribution there. I mean, what a great moment. First time that he's on the opening day roster and comes in and makes a huge contribution off the bench. And I think that speaks to his commitment, his work ethic, and his opportunity. And it's fun to see those young guys come up and do that. So that was a highlight for me. And, of course, Grichuk's, you know, walked off. But what a fun game. Can't wait for the rest of the series. It's already really exciting.
You had to bring up Martinez. I got to tell you, Steve, if you were here, Nate, you would never have brought it up. He is, look at the chest pumped out over there, the smile. He had been talking all game about Martinez, and I said, listen, I like him, and I'm happy for him, but he's a career, let's not freak out. So it starts raining. We move underneath. We're over by the bow tie bar. We're standing up in left field. I'm not kidding you. We're talking to some friends of ours, and here comes Martinez. They're all so excited. Him and the guys are with it. He was batting. Steve smacks me and says, let's go. He's hitting one out to win the game. And he leaves. And everybody's like, did he really just leave? And sure enough, the next pitch he hits. And Steve puts his finger up as he's walking away. And it hits the wall. And he's got to turn around and come back. So it was really good dramatic stuff. It was good. So.
I'm a big fan of him, man. I told you all the way. I'm a big fan of him. I don't know what that guy has to prove down there in the minor leagues anymore. He shows you what kind of heart he got. This is not your typical spring training game right here last night. It's not. And he being a 10-year veteran, you know, in the minor leagues, and come in and show heart like that. I mean, come on. And that was Montgomery, too.
Yeah. Right.
It wasn't just any pitcher out there. He just battled the whole at-bat, and he got a double to start everything.
Hey, Benji, real quick, because I'm sure Nate would like to hear your answer on this. When you're a veteran – and you've played and you've been involved in the game for years, I'm assuming it doesn't go unnoticed, a guy that pays his dues like that for such a long time. They probably have an appreciation for these guys, I would imagine.
Oh, heck yeah, I hope they do, because I played 6.5 years in the minors, and they were no fun. I had to become a man, actually, after in the minor leagues before I came up to the big leagues. And that's probably the way he feels right now, Martinez, because he has to be out there for 10 years and then have a shot at it. When you know that kid can hit and he can play outfield. And by the way, I never seen him in person, right, until last night. He is enormous. He's what, like 6'6"? Is that what the book says?
Yeah, 6'6".
Holy crap. I saw him. I was like, man, you make me look so small right now. It's unbelievable. But I play with his dad. Remember that play that Canseco hit
hit
the goal?
Yeah.
You know, into the stands with the head?
Right.
That was a cool goal. But it was his dad that hit that ball. His dad hit it. Carlos Café Martinez. And then I played with him in the Angels. He was a great guy, just like him, tall, you know. And what then he ended up passing away for, you know, problems and stuff. But I told him, I said, hey, man, your dad was an amazing person. And he was very humble, very nice. He helped me a lot in my hitting. And he just took me and hugged me, man. I never seen this guy.
Wow.
He just took me, hugged me, and he just said, hey, man, I thank you for that. Thank you, thank you. And, you know, he couldn't stop saying thank you. And it's well-deserved. I'm very happy for him. I hope that day it doesn't go overlooked, and they sit him down in the bench for 3 or 4 games. And
hey, this Benji Molina is like Roy Firestone in here, man. Every time he tells a story, I start getting choked up and tears in
Nate,
the eyes.
You're not crying over there, are you, Nate?
Kidding me?
No. That's right. No.
But those are cool stories, you know. Yeah. Those are cool stories.
They're the best. That's what it's about. That's the love affair with baseball. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, the Twitter feeds or Facebook feeds, and I got people in here saying, "Oh my gosh, it's baseball season. I got to deal with this." I'm like, "Are you kidding me? This is the greatest. This is for me. This is what I live for." Yesterday, you know, Nate, good thing you weren't here. You'd probably still be looking to get in the stadium. I think it took Jimmy and I about an hour and a half to get through the crowd. I get in. They're already sold out of Philly cheesesteaks. No bread.
And I didn't get one, by the way.
Exactly. So I'm a little disgruntled. But it was an unbelievable atmosphere at the game. It was what it was all about. The weather was perfect. The crowd there had to be, what's the over-under, Jimmy? 300, 350,000 people around there?
Crazy.
It was nuts.
I love it, man. I love it. We went up to the booth, and, you know, we were doing the Spanish radio, of course, but I kept watching the, you know, the brew house and all that area, and then it was packed up, and you couldn't be even. I mean, if you don't get chills on that day, I don't think you're human or, you know, you're a Cuff fan or something, but man, I tell you, I got chills, and I stood up. I stood up most of the time, took videos like I'm a little kid, you know, and I took pictures of the whole Hall of Famers down there, you know, how, I mean, it's crazy. I don't think there is an opening day like us here.
Nate, before I let you go, I'll ask you, what's your favorite part of opening day?
Well, I think, you know, I asked a question on our page at the beginning of the morning yesterday, kind of where people are watching the game from, and where they're going to be at. And it was incredible. You know, we had Colorado, Illinois, North Dakota, Missouri, Florida, Wisconsin, Texas, California. And what I love about it, you know, as being a Cardinal fan, is knowing that there were a great, you know, 350,000 or so people around the stadium, but there are also just millions of people around the nation tuning in all over the place, getting excited about our team. And that's what I love about it, you know, the fan camaraderie, just the excitement about the season. And there's so much optimism, you know, opening day, you believe your team has a chance, and you get a win like that. It makes it so exciting. So really thrilled about the day, and looking forward. The only thing I don't like about it is we always have to wait another day for another game.
I know, right? That's the worst.
It's the worst. Right?
That's all right. It gets you going again, man. It gets you going again, you know?
Well, so Nate, right. I got a text from my brother who's up in the Chicago area, and he was pretty disgruntled because they don't – I guess the MLB channel was not showing, or ESPN, whoever had it last night, was not showing the pregame festivities, which what – Benji alluded to is what makes this a baseball holiday around here. And you know, the Clydesdales coming out, the parade of champions and Hall of Famers, and then I hope that's not the last time that we see it, but the 125 year tribute that they showed up on the board was just amazing, and I wish everybody around the country got to experience what we did inside the stadium, because it was electric.
Yeah, that wasn't shown on the ESPN broadcast, at least. It was, you know, the Women's Final Four championship game was going on right before that. So, but they showed a few snippets as the game started and saw some of those legends on the field. And, yeah, such a great day, so much fun, and can't wait for this season to roll out and see all the excitement that we're going to get to experience as fans of the best team in baseball.
Well, you know, you've got our full endorsement with rallysquirrel.com. It's a great page. What you're trying to do, of course, with your Cardinal box, I'm sure a lot of people are enjoying it as it's going to start arriving. If it hasn't arrived already, it's any day, right?
Yeah, it's coming. The first shipment's going out this week. So, yeah, super excited about that. And a lot of people don't know, hey, if you're a Cardinals fan and you want to really make another Cardinals fan day, you can actually gift a monthly subscription for 1 month, or you can prepay. You know, a lot of people just do 3 or 6 months, and surprise a Cardinals fan and let a, you know, a fan box show up at their door for the next few months. So that's something you can do. And you can find out all those details on rallyscroll.com. But we're just getting started, so it's going to be a really fun season.
Well, we appreciate you. Your support has never wavered here with us. Since we've started working together, you've been a great ambassador for Two Birds on a Bat. We hope we're doing the same for you. I encourage everybody out there to look at it. You know, we started a Birds on a Bat new group to try to get more people involved in everything we're all trying to do here. So, you know, again, there's great stuff going on out there, folks. If you want to be a part of it, RileySquirrel.com is where you want to start. The March to 100,000 is on. We should be there before long, but I encourage everybody to check it out. And Nate, thanks so much again for joining us, as you do each and every week.
Yep, you bet. We'll see you next week.
All right, that's Nate McHenry, the man, the myth, the legend from RileySquirrel.com. It's such a big deal, you sometimes wonder if he really exists, but he does. He's a great fan. I love the fact, too, that, you know, brought up as a Cardinal fan and not, you know, doesn't live around here now and still encourages all his friends. You see lots of Cardinal fans when you go to Colorado, so guys like Nate are probably a big part of it. But really, he said it, Cardinal fans are all over this country.
They're all over. They're like when I used to play in the American League and the Yankees would be coming to the Angels, and it was more Yankee fans than Angel fans at home. When Mariano came out in the ninth, it was the whole stadium wanted to fall down, because, and we're looking at each other like, are we at Yankee Stadium or are we at home? You know, what the heck is going on here? But I wanted to say something about the game yesterday that I like, you know, was because it wasn't just another game.
Yeah, I mean, let's get to it. Yeah, let's get to the game itself. Yeah.
I love that part. I think the, like Yadi said, you know, they take it very personal. Not necessarily because the Cubs won the World Series necessarily. It's just the Cubs, you know, and they know who they're facing. They know how the fans feel. They take it very personal. They're going to go out there and perform. And like we said before, and I believe it, I know it's going to be a hard deal. I know I've been saying that they're going to win the division, the Cardinals. But I should say they have a great chance and they can win it. And that's the best way to put it, because the Cubs are a really tough team, and we got to be honest, you know. But we saw yesterday with their best pitcher and our best pitcher, we can go toe-to-toe with these kids. I think we can do that.
You're right, and you just set the tone right out of the gate, and it's probably something that they talked about in depth. You know, hey, we're going to come out, and this is opening day in our place, and we're going to handle our business at home. And it's even more important because it's the defending champs. It's a division foe, and it's their best against our best. So let's go out there and set the tone right from inning one and play hard-nosed baseball, and that's what they did. And Jimmy, we looked at it. We talked about how many guys they left on base last night. Hey, guess what? It was a great thing from the standpoint of we're getting there. Now you just need to get more timely hitting and start filling up that score sheet. That's all we really need.
I think they if that play in first base don't happen, of course he doesn't mean that. I'm not dogging Carpenter at all. I mean, obviously that's a baseball play. But if that play don't happen, I mean, we have an easy game. And right. Here we go. These guys, you can see from the first inning on, man, they were coming on.
Well, you know, we talk about the feel that you get as a fan. You know, Steve-O, you and I there as a fan, in person, right, sharing a game with 48,000 of our friends. We talked to Nate and the feeling he got watching it on TV with millions of fans, right? Benji's there both as a fan of his brother, but he's there doing a job, you know, calling the game. That feeling, you know, if we're all feeling it, it's real, right? So let's look at a couple of key moments in the game and kind of break them down just a little bit. I don't know that I'm ready to prepare to break down, like, unfortunately, some people want to start just blasting people left and right already. It's one game, and for that matter, we're 1-0, for Pete's sakes. But I thought it did say a lot that what I was feeling was correct. When they went to 0 early, it was a simple, hey, we're up 1-0. You guys are the defending world champs. I'm bringing my best in. I know I signed a reliever. I know. But guess what? I don't care who it is. Your best is up. I'm bringing my best in, and we're going to go at it.
And they did good. They did good. I thought it was a good deal. I thought it was a good play. The only thing I probably can question a little bit is just that we had two lefties coming up, and they're a powerhouse, and right. We're just 1-0. We're just up 1-0. It's not like we're 5-0. So I thought, you know, in my case, I would have said that a lefty there would have been – you know,
I thought Cecil was coming in. I thought with that's the whole reason they signed him. So I thought he was coming in. So at the very beginning, I got to be honest, I'm sitting here going, man, there were two moments in the game I thought that I could have said I might have done something different. But the reality of it is I'm not the manager.
No.
And I understood.
No, but we're just talking. It's not like it's going to happen, of course. It's just we're giving our opinion. I'm sure that's Matini's opinion when he brought.
Sure.
Oh, you know, we're not trying to do anything else but just talking about it.
And we talked about
that. Well, there were two instances.
Right.
There was the bases loaded.
With Martinez up.
I said, if you were ever going to pinch hit Matt Adams, now would be the time. Right? That was one. Number two, but I understand wanting to keep him in there. I don't know that you take a guy out that's dominating that lineup. See, there's the issue.
And
he's dominating that lineup.
And at 73 pitches.
That's right. So that's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. The only thing that could happen to you. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you this. I don't want any more tweets from anybody saying Carlos Martinez should have stood there with the bat on his shoulder and took three pitches. This is a baseball game, okay? Because, number one, let me tell you this, too. You could have brought up Babe Ruth, and Babe Ruth may have hit into a double play. Now, the odds weren't as good, but he could have, and he also could have struck out, and he could have done a lot of things. The bottom line is it was a mano-a-mano. Their guy was better. Now, our guy's a pitcher. But if you think Carlos Martinez is standing up there not competing, you're crazy.
That was an amazing at-bat. For people out there in the fans that knows the game, because the ones that don't know the game, they don't understand it. But the ones that know the game, that was an amazing at-bat. And if he would have just recognized that pitch that he hit for a double play, I thought it was a little low. But you still have to be aggressive. The heck with that. He throws 95.
He battled, had a couple foul balls. And did it look like, because I thought off the bat it was up the middle, did it look like they were shaving him to pull a little bit?
Yeah, they were. They were double played up. But so, you know, for me, and again, and I was seeing these tweets come across, and I could picture Benji throwing something, reading them. The people that wanted him to just stand there with the bat on his shoulder and take three
pitches.
No,
that's not what this game is about. No, that's not. You were asking Waino to do that or Lynn.
Yeah,
even Lynn, it's not one of the greatest hitters as a pitcher.
Sure.
But do you want him to stand up there and take a strikeout? No, if a ball is right there, hack at it. We'll see what happens, and it happens to be a double play. Hey, okay, double play, fine. But I was one of the greatest at bat. If you watch the whole at bat, is one of my favorite at bats.
You know, and again, then the other thing obviously was we were sitting in right field, so we couldn't see right there. And when they come out and got him, I thought for sure Cecil was coming in. But then again, I thought I was confused. I thought it was the seventh inning. And when Steve said, well, it is the eighth inning, I said, well, okay, then I get it. The bottom line is their best is up. We're going to bring in our best. We're up one run. We're gonna go toe to toe here, and we're gonna do it now.
He got us out of the jam, man. That was a base hit loaded 1-0.
So that's what I do have a question for you on that, Benji, because from a fan's perspective, it drives me absolutely insane. I know Jim's not all on with O as being the greatest thing since sliced bread, but his ball seems to explode. I forget who it was, Addison Russell. I mean, he blew him away with a four-seamer, and that ball took off because Russell missed it. He was 4 inches underneath of it. Why are these guys get them 0-2 and then try to nibble a little bit? From a hitter's standpoint, when you waste a pitch, I think the advantage comes back to me. Why are we not trying to go after them a little bit more?
I think it has to do with either their philosophy of what they believe in, like the pitching stuff overall. They want to, if you do it the right way, I don't see anything wrong with going right after him. I don't see anything wrong, especially like O did, go at him a little higher than normal.
Yeah,
maybe
his four seamer's going to run up on him.
Yeah. And remember, these hitters are used to a two seamer. All of a sudden you see a four seamer, he looked like 100 miles an hour and he's 90. Believe me, I've been there.
Right.
I see that, when you face anybody that throws a sinker is 92 all of a sudden. The four-seamer is 89, 90, and it's by you like crazy. So I think it depends on how a pitcher feels, that was a lot to ask for him in the first day. I think five outs, even though he got us out of that eighth inning, which it was very intense.
Right.
He got really intense in a hurry in the heart of the lineup. And then the ninth inning, we all saw what happened, and it could have been easier. I don't see a problem. I love O, man. I love O. I thought that they haven't given him an air, Carp, on that play, and they should have.
They should have, definitely.
They should have, because I thought he was an air. My opinion, of course.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be awesome.
Well, again, it's one game. We're 1-0. Shout out to our man Fish, who always says the great thing about opening day is that everybody's tied for first. Well, right now, not everybody's tied for first because it is the way it should be right now. The Cardinals are in first place and the Cubs are in last place. That's the way it should be. Not agreed? Do we not agree on this?
I agree, but we still have 161 to go. You know what? The easiest way to see it is going at it every day, one day at a time. Well, that's the best way for a player. Fans, you can do, think about it.
The best way for a fan to look at it is to say we're on pace to go 162
exactly.
And 0. That's the best way for a fan.
Well, we got a legitimate shot at being undefeated.
Well, we do, and the Cubs don't.
Correct.
The Cubs have no chance of being undefeated. Zero.
Yeah.
They definitely cannot be 162-0, and we can't.
We got to know that the people and the fans, they got to bring it every day. Because any game, not only against the Cubs, of course, anybody, but in this case, we got two more games against the Cubs, and they're coming. They're not stopping. You saw that in the ninth inning. You saw that through the whole game. What I saw from them was they were hacking.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care who was pitching. Obviously, Carlos did an unbelievable job that kept them quiet, but they were on. They wanted to get him. So
did you notice that there were a couple times for the first three innings he was touching 100? Jimmy pointed that out. That how hard he was throwing in the zone, mm-hmm. not elevated, mm-hmm. in the zone for yep. strikes. Yep. He was awesome.
Hey, listen, you throw a hundy at the knees, you ain't going to get knocked around too often, I don't think.
You won't.
Well, I tell you what, man, this has been awesome. Benji, what a great day. Thank you for getting Yachty to give us a few minutes. I'm excited about spending the week with you. I know it looks like I think we're going to go to the day game.
We're gonna go to the game. And,
yeah, we're going to go Wednesday. Hey, if you're
cheesesteaks, man.
Cheesesteaks.
We got to go right away.
Oh, yes, definitely.
They're going to be over.
So, hey, listen, if you're at the game, come find us. We'd love to take some pictures with everybody. Anybody that wants to come by, bring your note by. If you printed it off, Benji will sign it. You can give it to your boss. It's almost like when you take your kid out of school and you got to have a note for braces or something, Benji will sign your note if you need to give it to your boss if you called off today. You got a lot of people out there counting on that note working today, by the way, But hey, thank you.
I hope I don't get anybody in trouble. That's for sure.
Oh, it's all in good fun. But hey, thank you for today, being in studio, going to have you again on Thursday. This is awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for getting your brother. And
we got two more holidays.
Yeah,
we got
two
Tuesday
more
and Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to feel around here. I told everybody, hey, Benji's in town. I'm on holiday for a week. This is going to be an interesting week. But thank you so much.
No,
and
I love it.
Again, I hope everybody saw our Facebook Live at the beginning of this. We're going to start we started the group. The Facebook group that we're very, very excited about. We hope you guys are as well. It's going to be a neat thing for us. Birds on a bat, find it. We'll be invite your friends. We're going to start a contest revolving around the wonderful jersey that Benji was able to get from his brother, autographed the Saturday jersey for the Cardinals, autographed by his brother. We've got the books autographed by Benji. We're going to have more stuff for you guys. Check it out. Everything you guys need to do is just tune into twobirdsonabat.com. That's our website. That's where the podcast is at. Everything will be through there. You can also subscribe to the podcast, which is easy to do. It is free. Just click subscribe to the podcast. But Twitter and Facebook is where you're going to find out about all the neat things we have going on, especially through the season. On Twitter, you can find us at Birds on a Bat Show. You follow us, we're going to follow you back, especially if you're a Cardinal fan, I promise you. And if we miss you, hey guys, where's the love? I'm a Cardinal fan. I followed you. Just send it to us. We won't take offense. Things get a little crazy and busy and we miss. But absolutely, we want to follow you because we want to know what you're thinking. Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat, that is our Facebook page. We just started the new group. It's a public group because, hey, this is for the public. This is for the Cardinal fan. Birds on a Bat. Join, invite your friends. We're going to do some really neat giveaways through there, folks. We really appreciate it. Again, thank you to Yachty for joining us to talk about, amongst other things, his new contract, his legacy with the Cardinals, and, of course, an unbelievable opening day. Benji in studio, Steve-O in studio for our man Fish, who's hard at work, and producer Andrew and all the group at lineupmedia.fm. Let's go Cards. Go Birds.
Do it.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci. Excite better thinking.
You need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.